Hey. Good afternoon. It's 2 p.m., 2:11. And yeah, it's a beautiful day. Beautiful spirit, okay? Yeah. So, starting off strong, me and my mom just went and had brunch for a couple hours. And then it was so good. We went to First Watch. And I had this like chicken maple, or wait, no, she had a maple bacon sausage croissant, and that was really good. And then ours was like really, really good. I wish I would have got that. I had like a chicken hash skillet potato thing. I don't know, it was good. Yeah, both of ours were really good. And then I had this, like, coffee. It's, like, a, something, honey caramel crunch, I think it was called. I don't know. It was their fall menu. But it was so good. It was really sweet, though, but it was good. And then she got, we tried one of the juices. I don't remember which one we tried, but it was okay. I liked it. And then it was, like, beets in it. And then the next one was kale, and that's what she ended up getting, and that one was good, too. It was really nice. Honestly, we just sat there and talked a lot about just, like, life and everything. But, yeah, I don't know. We're just like, oh, well, what do we do? Like, you know, what can we do to, like, our life better today and stuff like that? So, I don't know. It's, like, it just sucks because, like, in life, looking at it in such a big picture, it's like, you know, when it all comes down to it, like, just having more time, just more of a freer schedule, and, yeah, I just think that is really important, and so I'm, like, you know, changing my schedule at work. This is now the second, week of that, and it's only the first day off. I'm still off tomorrow, but it just feels so good. It's Tuesday right now. I'm recording, yeah, today, because tomorrow I'll be, we're going to this little, like, market shopping kind of thing in Austin, so I'll be there. So I was like, let me just get this out of the way. I'm going with my friend Cassidy, because, like, Western themed more, and she's a country girl. And I was like, yeah, fuck it. Like, I'll find something, bitch. What? So, we're staying in this cutie little, like, on this, like, big property. And there's, like, a lot of little tiny homes. So, we're staying in one of those. And then it has, like, yoga, like, a whole yoga deck. And, like, I don't know. It's super cute. So, we're going to go there. And then, yeah, tomorrow we're going to go to that market. So, that'll be fun, a little road trip. I'm excited. We're going to go when Cassidy gets off work. So we're going to leave at, like, probably 8 p.m. And then we'll get there pretty late, but that's okay. It don't matter. And then, yeah, we're just moving and grooving. That's, like, a fun little spontaneous trip, I guess. Even though it's, like, 24 hours, but whatever. Not even 24 hours. And then, yeah, it's just gonna be good. I'm excited. And then what else? Ooh, I just made, you know, fucking 6 years ago, I was like, oh yeah, I love the clay. I'm gonna mess with the clay. I finally messed with the clay and remade my little mushroom earring holder, and it came out so good. Okay, so Brianna and her best friend Coda had used this. They just had, like, a whole craft night and did clay and whatever, whatever. And it's oven-baked clay. And she goes, so we make all of our clay. Brianna, I made my whole mushroom earring holder that has a little tray underneath. It's so cute. And then Brianna made all these little magnets that are so cute. She made, like, a little corn and a little goldfish and cherries and a dragonfly and an egg. And then an egg carton with a golden egg in it. And, what else did she make? I don't know. She's made a lot. But on their craft night, she made, like, a little orange slice and a lemon slice. And then, like, a cookie and a Cheez-It and all kinds of stuff. She's been fucking up the magnets. So, she did a bunch of those, and then I'm like, I'm just gonna put them in the oven. She says, put them in the oven at 250. So I said, okay. So we, both the buzz, you little bitch, should go in there, and we put them in the oven. They wouldn't fit on the bottom rack, so we put them on the top rack. Well, I guess our oven, with there's like this middle piece in there, and it's like air fry. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I thought it was just a regular fucking oven. I don't really fuck with the oven like that. So I didn't really know. And she said that they set the first timer for 15 minutes. And then they ended up leaving it in for 30 because it wasn't fully dry yet. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm just going to set it for 15 and then I'll check it and just see, you know. And so I put them in there. About 8 minutes goes by and the oven makes a sound and I'm walking out there and it's smoking. Everything is smoking. And I'm like, no motherfucking way. And it was like everyone, like my mom, my parents were asleep, my girl's asleep, the dog's in bed, and then Brody was in the shower, and I think Brianna was, I don't know, but whatever. It was just me whenever I found this out. And so I was like, oh God, what do I do? And so I opened the oven and then I was like, holy shit, and it got so smoky, and so I just turned everything off, and then I was just like trying to fan a little bit, and then I took everything out of the oven and just had it sitting, and like it was like black, like it had burned, and you know, it worked out really well because my mushroom was really starting to look like a mushroom. Like it was getting this bumpy texture on the top because it had like bubbled up because it was so hot. And it was just, like, it literally did me so well. Like, I'm glad that I almost lit the house on fire, okay? But it came out really cute. And then Brianna just painted over all hers. And, like, some of them have a little bubbles, but it's okay. And then, yeah, the mushroom looked like, it looked like a real mushroom. It was really cute. And then I was, like, really conflicted if I was going to paint it or if I was just gonna leave it because it was, like, black and brown on the top, and then the rest was like white, and then had like a little bit of brown, like little burn spots throughout it, but it was so textured and like it was just so mushroomy looking. So I was conflicted, but I was like, you know what, I want to paint it because my other one I had painted pink and orange and it was like really cute. So I was like, I'm gonna paint it, I don't care. And so I did, and I painted it like pink, orange, and purple on the top. I kind of did it like, I tried to kind of blend them together so it looked more like, I don't know, but it worked out. I was nervous and I didn't really know what the fuck I was doing, but I was like, fuck it, we'll just see. And it came out cute. And then for the bottom, I did like down the stump of the mushroom and like all over the tray, I just did like little squiggly lines, like it's coming out like a, Brianna said like a river, I guess. So it's just flowing down, but it's cute. I did, like, it's pretty, like, muted. My other one was very vibrant and very bold, like, hot pink and, like, neon orange. Like, it was very bright. This one is, like, softer, like, just softer colors, but it is pink, orange, and then a purple. It's, like, a bright, like, darker than a lilac, like, a darker shade of lilac. I don't really know what exactly. And then the pink is good. It's, like, a, I don't know, it's just like a light pink. And then, yeah, orange. I mixed the orange with a little bit of white, so it'd be a little more, like, sherbet-y, like, not so neon-neon, if that makes sense. But it came out so cute. I'm literally obsessed with it. So, I love it. And the little bubbles on top. And all the dots around it. I did them bigger and, like, a little further in. And I was nervous, but I think it worked out really well. Right before I recorded this, I was like, okay, she's dry enough. And I put all my earrings on it, and they all fit and they look so cute, so I'm really excited about that. I think she came out, she looks cute, so I love it. And then, yeah, I'm looking at pictures of it, it's so cute. The little dots, I used a straw that Brianna had, and it was like heart-shaped, and so they were heart-shaped. With the burn, they got a little, they're a little dysfunctional, but No, they're fully functional, baby. They're a little not so heart perfect, but they're function. They good. They work. It's cute. I'm obsessed with it. Honestly, I love it. I want to make a lot more. And also this time I used foil in the middle of the like stump of the mushroom because then you can use a lot less clay. So that was good. But yeah, I think it came out really well. I had a lot of fun and I'm like, I feel like I'm a clay fiend now. Like I just want to make everything. Like, I don't know. It's just fun. It was so much fun. And then Brody was fucking with the clay this morning. And then let's see. Let me go back a week. What happened last Wednesday? What did I do last Wednesday? Oh, yeah, I was off 2 days, and then I had a big meeting Thursday, so that was really scary. Well, Tuesday I went thrifting. I told y'all about that, right? I think I did. Yeah, I think Thursday, Friday, nothing exciting. Wednesday, me and my mom went to town. Yeah. And then, oh my god, last Tuesday... this girl that I cheered with in high school, she was like, she texted me and she was like, hey, like, you don't happen to know this dance, do you? And I was like, yeah, like, it's burned in my brain. And so she was like, will you record it and send it to me? And I was like, oh my god. And like, that's not weird. Like, I used to be the cheer captain and like, obviously, like, it was COVID. Like, so, and it was like, we would also just record dances. Like, we recorded, I always sent videos of myself dancing or cheering or whatever. Like, I've done that 1,000 times. So, like, that's not that weird, but I just haven't done that since high school, I don't think. And so I was like, oh my god, this is so awkward. But yes. And so I, like, recorded myself doing this one cheer dance. And it was funny. It was, like, kind of cringe, but, like, low-key a little bit fun. And so I was just like, anyway, here's that. And yeah, she was like, thank you. I could not remember it. But yeah, it was funny. And then, yeah, we messed with the clay Friday night. And then Saturday, I dressed really cute for work because I had plans after. And so I wore this like hot pink tank top and these pants are probably one of my favorite pants right now. They like are light blue base, and then they have like all these little, like, they look like those little post, like those little stamps that you put on like mail or something, but they have like little like cherries, like little fruits in them and stuff. They're really cute. And yeah, they're all different colors, like, but they're all light pink. It's like pastel, like pink and then yellow, green, orange, blue. They're cute, they're fun. And then Saturday night, we went out, we went to this, like, art fest in Fort Worth, and that was a lot of fun, and we got pretty drunk, but I drink a High Noon because I feel weird at bars sometimes, like, because bar margaritas, like, if it's just, like, a bar, like, they're not as good, but other than that, like, I drink, like, Malibu and Sprite or, like, I don't know, like, I don't really know what drinks to get at the bar. I don't know, okay? So, I ended up just getting a High Noon. Because all my friends drink, like, just shit, like, in a bottle or a can or something. And I don't really fuck with that. But I was like, let me get a High Noon, I guess. And, yeah, I will not be doing that again. My stomach, I felt so bloated, so carbonated. It was a lot. And then, but that was a lot of fun. We got there a little late, so we mostly just chilled. We didn't walk around, like, too much, but it was still a lot of fun. And then we spent the night with my friend Alexis. It was me, Cheyenne, Alexis, her boyfriend Jack, and then also her friend Josie, who hasn't been out with us in a while, like, but she's super cool. I like her, Josie, and then her friend boy thing. And then, yeah, that was fun. And then Sunday, we went, they had a Michelada Fest, and so we went to that, and it was so good. We had, oh, we ate, what did we eat? Oh, we went to brunch. Oh, we went to brunch first, and I had this, like, it was like a, holy fuck, that was so excessive. Oh. Okay, wow. Okay. We went to this brunch place, and I had this brunch burger, and it was so good, and I had a mixed berry mimosa. Never had one of those. It was really, really good. I liked it. And then I had a latte, and that was really good. Yeah, we had all kinds of stuff. It was fun. And then, yeah, so that was Saturday and Sunday, and then yesterday I got home from work, and I painted my mushroom, my earring holder, and so I painted it, and that literally, yeah, I painted for a long time, because I painted it one way, and then I was like, actually, I want to paint this part this way, so then I had to redo that, and then I did a few layers, and then the Mod Podge, I did a few layers, but it's super cute, I love it, I'm so excited about it, and, like, I made it, like, oh, I love it, so that was a lot of fun, and then today, yeah, I already told you, I forgot that we're going to that thing. But yeah, so that was the week. It was fun. It was, yeah, it was a good week. I feel like I don't know, because I just feel like I've been with work, like, yeah, like I said, I'm like, I don't really know how much I'm allowed to say, but pretty much every day going to work, unknown if I'm getting fired or not, was happening for like 3 weeks, because yeah, it was pretty crazy, but I'm out of trouble. I feel like I got ungrounded or something. I'm like, ew, put me out. So there's that, but yeah, so I guess I feel like I have some pressure off of me from the work stuff. I'm kind of relieved from that for now a little bit, but whatever, still work. And yeah, I washed my hair, my pink hair, for the second time, and she's still pussy popping. So, but the bottle on this one did say 30 washes, so there's that. But she's not budging, like, she's still vibrant as hell. But I tried to watch it a little longer to try to get it to come out, but it didn't. But I'm not, like, surprised. Like, yeah, it said 30 freaking washes, so, yeah, I don't know. We'll see, but I'm pissed because I don't want to wait 30 weeks to fucking dye my whole head pink. I want to do it now. So, I'm in a dilemma, I guess you could say. But whatever. Anyway, I don't know what I want to talk about today. I'm like, I feel like I've really been trying to just keep such an open mind and really just, like, not only look at every person as an individual, but also looking at every situation as so individual. Like, I just want to not have any expectations, and, like, I just want to really, like, not know. You know? Does that make any sense? I don't fucking know, okay? I don't know. I don't know what I want. I don't know. I feel like there's big questions to ask, and I just feel like the most, like, that's so overwhelming to look at things in big picture. Like, I just feel like, you know, what am I gonna do today? Like, I feel like that's the main, how do I want to be spending my time right now in this moment? So, and it's like, I feel like mostly I just want to be spending my time in, I want to spend time alone more, but that's hard because it just sucks being at home. And, like, yeah, I could go out, but I just hate spending money by myself. Like, I don't know. It's complicated. I don't really know. I think I need to, like, I don't know. I want to be outside more. I just wish we had a little more, like, room here so I could be outside but still be at home. Because, like, outside, yeah, our backyard doesn't really have grass, so it's mostly just dirt, so I don't really like being outside because we get way more mosquitoes, and then you're, like, dirty and disgusting. Like, I don't really like our backyard, and in the front yard, we live on, like, a main road, so there's just constantly people driving always, so I don't know, there's not really winning of a good place outside at my house, and then inside is, like, there's just so many people here. Like, I don't know. What is that? Oh. Whoa, with the interruption.
I'm so sorry.
Ooh, rude ass. He wants to be on the podcast so bad. He just couldn't resist himself. No, I'm just kidding. It was just Brody. He was coming to get paper to draw. He's drawing something right now. So, he just busted on in here. But, that's okay. I kind of like it now. It was annoying me at first whenever I was getting interrupted. But, I'm just embracing it. And it's just part of the journey because I got to pause and then I was just like, ooh, what are you doing? Like, check in a little bit. So it was fun. But it was like for 1 minute. So I haven't been gone that long. That's kind of cool because it's like weird. Like, I can just pause it and come back and like, you didn't even know I was gone. I could be like, oh, you wouldn't even know. Oh. Anyway, I don't fucking know what I'm talking about. I don't feel like I really have anything like specific, and I feel like I kind of been in the same, I don't know, I feel like I've been growing and changing a lot, but like I guess in like same ways, I guess, like I don't know, like I'm working on being less passive, and I feel like I've been having some situations where I've been really direct lately, and like that feels really good to me, and I want to like focus on that more because I just feel like direct communication, like I don't know, that just feels like the right thing to me, for me. Like, the passiveness, it just, that hasn't worked for me in my relationships. And so I just feel like being direct is like something that I am like new to and like intimidated by. But like also, like, every time I've done it, like, I don't think I've really ever regretted it. Like, it's pretty much, I feel like I've won a lot by just being direct, like, versus, you know, being passive and like potentially like, I don't know, some sort of loss happens, it's an L in some way, so that's been good, and then, I don't know, I feel like I've been doing a lot, and I also feel like I've been doing nothing, I don't know, I feel like I've just been, like, a little bit of robot mode lately, but, okay, I haven't really listened to a lot of podcasts. I've been listening to this book, Come As You Are by Emily Nagoski, and I like it. I'm learning a lot. She wanted me to look at my vulva, and I didn't do that. And, like, it's hard. I like audiobooks, but sometimes it's kind of hard because, like, they want me to do something, and, like, I'm just listening while I'm working, so, like, I can't, like, do, like, the interactive work. And that sucks because that's what I was doing with, let's see, what book was that? Was that The Body Keeps the Score? Let me look, actually, because I know I've bought that book twice, and then also I think I bought it online too. Let's see. Oh no, that's Codependent No More. Yeah, but this one, Come As You Are, it's saying that it has a PDF file with it, and like I cannot find it. Like, it's, I don't know how to access that, so I don't know how to do some things, but it will be interesting to see. But I'm just listening, but I feel like I kind of suck out listening to books, which is confusing to me because sometimes I think I'm listening and then I'm not. Like, I don't really know what I heard and what I didn't, but I don't know. I like it, so I'll probably listen to it twice and see if I can kind of get some more out of it. Because I want to get the shit out of it, but I just feel like sometimes my brain wanders. Mostly it does. She wonders a lot. But whatever. But yeah, she was saying like the first chapter, she has you look at your vulva in the mirror and just kind of like look at it, and like when you first look, your brain is just going to be overwhelming all the things that you should be shameful about it. But then like once you like, you know, kind of push that aside and like get over that, like then just look at it and just look and see what you see. Like, describe what you see. Like, describe what you like. Describe what you're looking at. And, like, then she was saying, like, if you have a partner, like, look at each other's, like, freaking genitals and just, like, that seems so fucking scary. Like, I would not want someone to, like, analyze my freaking pussy. Like, that's pretty crazy. But it just seems so vulnerable. But anyway, Yeah, then in the last chapter I was listening to, I don't know which one, but she was saying, look at your body now, look at your body in the mirror, and just look at it with gentle eyes and stuff. And I don't know, she's talking a lot about context and how context plays, like, a huge part in, like, sex. And it's, like, you know, she's saying, like, if you're laying in bed and, like, you're, like, maybe you're on vacation, or, like, maybe you're just, like, done for the day, like, you've done a lot, you're accomplished, like, you're not really stressed, and, like, your partner comes up and, like, wants to snuggle with you and, like, hug on you and love on you, like, you know, you're gonna be open to it, you could be into it. But then it's also, like, if you're doing dishes and your partner comes up and it's like loving on you and hugging on you, like, then you're kind of annoyed because it's like, I'm trying to fucking do this. So it's just like context, and just like how context can change, like, you know, your sexual desire, your sexual everything. Like, yeah, I don't know, she talked a lot about context, and I was like, I guess I don't really know how I'm applying that in my life. Like, I don't really know. I'm like, I don't feel like that means a lot to me, just because, like, I don't know. You know, something that's confusing is I'm like, I know, like, I guess masturbating is a form of sex, but I'm like, does that count? Like, I feel like, obviously, because at that point, you know, I'm still the only one in my relationship in that, in a sexual way, but I don't know. Like, she's just talking about desire and stuff, and yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I just don't know. I don't know. I'm gonna, like, does this apply to me? Like, I don't know. But I don't know. Then she was just talking a lot about, like, you know, they're saying, like, if your body's responding, then, like, that means you like it. Like, I know a lot. Like, it was about, like, sexual abuse and stuff, and, like, I don't know, like, getting pregnant. Like, they're just saying, like, how, well, it's like, well, your body responded to it, like, that means you must like it, or, like, that must, like, I don't know, like, why would your body do this if it didn't like it? And it's just saying, like, your body reacts because, like, your body just learns, like, what is sex, like, what did she say? I don't know what word she used, but, like, pretty much, like, relevant, like, if there's sex, like, it just recognized, like, oh, that's sex-related is what she was saying. There's a fucking bug flying around. I don't know if y'all can hear it, but I keep hearing it go over the mic, and it's like, it's a fly. But just that it's sex-related, and, like, your body just reacts to things like that, and that doesn't mean that you like it or want it, and, like, also vice versa. Like, if, like, I don't know, because they say, like, you know, your dick gets hard, or, like, your pussy gets wet, like, and, like, that's just the body's reaction. But I don't know, like, there's this one example, and it was, like, this couple, and he, like, the girl's like, ooh, I want it so bad, and he's, like, you know, touching her, and he's, like, no, you don't, like, you're not wet at all, and I don't know, like, that was, like, conflicting for them, and then it was just, like, well, she's saying she wants it, and, like, there's, like, it's, like, you know, you can get lube, you can use lube, like, it doesn't mean it's no, like, you should listen to, like, the words coming out of her mouth, and, like, you know, also vice versa, and, like, if she's wet and saying no, like, it means no, you know, like, it doesn't mean she's, like, it just because I pussy weigh it, like, I don't know. So I was listening to that, and I thought that was, like, interesting, which obviously I know, like, you know, you can't really control that thing, but it's, like, your body, if it's reacting, like, that just means, like, that it's, like, sex related, like, there's just something that it just recognized something sexual. So, like, even, like, there, I know y'all heard that one, that fly that time, it's fucking bitches, but, like, this friend, like, walked in on, I guess, trigger warning, sexual abuse, but, he walked in on his friend, like, raping this girl, essentially, and, like, his dick got hard, and he was, like, what the fuck, like, I didn't want to, like, say anything, because, like, why am I getting hard from this, like, what the fuck does this mean about this, and whatever, and, like, he was really freaked out by that, and it was, like, no, like, his body just recognized, like, some sex was happening. It wasn't saying, like, now your brakes, like, I guess accelerators and brakes, like, that's all, that's a big part of this book as well. And, like, your brakes can just come in, you know, like, stress is a brake, and, like, an accelerator is, like a vibrator or something, like, I don't know. And so it was just saying, like, and it's common, most of this book is, like, she says in the beginning, you know, a lot of the research is done based off male or female, but obviously, like, there just needs to be more research done about any gender or anything. Like, it should just be more gender fluid, so it's, like, it can range for anybody, but, like, everything that has been done up to now is in male or female categories. But yeah, she, like, does a disclaimer in the beginning saying, like, I'm using these terms and I'm using these words because this is what it's based off of, but also, like, you know, this is for everyone, like, this can be for everyone. But it says, like, the male species has, like, stronger accelerators, and then, like, the female species has, like, a stronger brakes. So, like, like, usually, that's off their statistics or whatever. So, yeah, like, stress for, like, you know, you might start, you might want to have sex, but then you're like, oh, I'm so stressed about this, like, and you just, like, it's just, like, another thing to do, like, it's just another stress. And I don't know, like, that was interesting too. And so, I don't know, then she said she, like, recommended this one couple to, like, take a break and just take sex off the table for a month. And then they took it off the table, and they were just spending some, like, time before bed every night just cuddling and just talking and kind of, like, you know, having a little moment. And, like, then one day, like, they just had, like, such freaking incredible sexy sex, and it was so nice. Like, it was, like, more, like, passionate and, like, care, not carefree, but, like, her breaks were not, you know, conflicting with it. Like, they were both able to enjoy sex, and just because, you know, they went in and it was off the table, like, it wasn't the expectation of sex. It was just like, oh, we're just here cuddling, and, like, then they just did that for however long, and then, yeah, when they wanted to have sex, like, it was just there, and it wasn't the expectation of sex. It was just because they both wanted to. So that was cool. She talked about, yeah, the accelerators and the brakes a lot. And then what else have I learned? She was talking about different, like, attachment styles and stuff, which, I don't know, I'm, like, I feel like I'm half anxious, half secure in my attachment styles. Like, I feel like I find, behaviors of both in my relationships, I guess. So, that is something I like to keep in my mind, but I think that, like, she was saying, like, you know, people with the anxious attachment style, like, that can, like, I don't know, she was, like, giving some examples of, like, thoughts or feelings or whatever about it, and was just saying, like, the anxious attachment style can show up sexually and, like, in, like, coercive relationships, just because you're, like, you know, like, codependent on this person a little bit, and so, like, you're needing that validation from them, so it's, like, even if you didn't want to, like, you would. And I was, like, I feel like that kind of resonated. I was kind of, like, oh, okay, like, maybe I'm not just, like, you know, fucking crazy or something. Like, there's, like, I don't know, it just kind of helps, like, make everything make sense. So I like that. But let's see, I want to look more at, I don't know, I'm like, I don't know what else I've read in here, but, oops, I don't know what the fuck a clip is. Okay, let's see where, okay, perfect, this is what I wanted to see. Hold on, I'm gonna pause real quick. Oh my god, I just found the PDF file. Okay, this is so nice. Oh wow, okay, Slay. So that'll be helpful, because then I'll get to go back and kind of score my shit, my, like, attachment styles and things like that, and kind of see. Because I'm, like, yeah, I feel like, yeah, some of the resonated, some of with both the I can't talk. I resonated with both the anxious attachment style and the secure attachment styles in some of them. So I'll be able to see that better. But yeah, I don't know. I like the book. I think it's good. I think I've learned. But I don't know. I'm like, I feel like I was recommended the book a few times, and like also I wanted to read the book a few times, but this far I like it. I don't think it's like been anything like groundbreaking yet, but I don't know. She's mostly just saying like how much, you know, your shame and like your self-criticism can also stand in the way, and like I think that's like cool and important. And obviously I think that we all self-criticize like an insane amount, obviously. So I think that's cool to be thinking about, and just kind of, I don't know, I feel like I've learned a lot of things, and I feel like I've opened my mind in a lot of ways, and I feel like, you know, I've been introduced to a lot of new ideas and ways of thinking, and like just specific thoughts that I've never heard or ideas I've never heard. But I don't know, I feel like I need to hear them again, but sometimes when I hear them a second time too soon, I'm kind of like, it still just goes right over my head. So it's hard because I'm like, I don't really know how to get the most out of all this information every time. But then if I'm like going in with that mindset, I'm putting a lot of pressure on it, and like, I don't know, I'm kind of trying to get a grip, because I want to grow and I want to have, you know, the most evolved thoughts and ideas as I can always, like just going through life. But then also when I feel like, you know, maybe I need something specific now, or like maybe there's something, but it's like I don't know off the top of my head, but then going and re-listening to everything I've ever listened to, like that's obviously, there'll still be some of that forever. So I don't know, I'm trying to figure out how to at least just take in the information that I can in this moment, I guess. But whatever. So I don't know, but then that's also hard, because then sometimes I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm not doing anything, like I feel like I haven't learned anything, like, yeah, like right now I'm like, I don't really feel like I have a lot to talk to, like I don't feel like I've been thinking about anything super deeply since last week. But also like, I haven't been thinking about nothing, that's for sure. My brain is always on something crazy, so I don't know. But I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to be as open as I can, and I think that's the most, I think that, yeah, it comes with situation. I think, you know, so much information is within me. Like, I feel like if I really sit and think about things and, like, look for a answer, not the answer, just a answer, like, I feel like I can usually find one within, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, so I don't know, I'm just thinking about that. I have a lot of books that I want to read, but I don't know, I'm just scared, because I'm like, I feel like this, like, yeah, I've got, you know, everything I just said, but I'm like, I feel like I've, you know, I've been listening for probably, I don't know, like 6 hours at this point, so I'm like, I want to get, you know, everything that I possibly can out of here. Let's see, it's 11 and a half hours, and I've listened to 4, so, or wait, no, I have 4 left. Is that what it is? Oh, yeah, okay, so, like, 7 hours. 7 and a half, whatever. But, yeah, I'm like, I feel like I haven't gotten anything too crazy, so it makes me feel like I need to listen again. But, I don't know, dude, okay? I'm just trying to, I'm listening when I can, I guess. And same thing, like, I'm watching, not same thing, different, because this feels productive, you know. I think that this has a lot of potential to help me, like, I don't know, just to teach me something. But I'm also watching the show Lucifer, because Cheyenne's mom, I was waiting on Cheyenne to get home from work, and so I had just, like, went over there, and I was hanging out with her mom, and we were watching, she was like, I love Lucifer, like, that's my favorite show, I've watched it so many times, and so we watched the first episode, and I was like, okay, Miss Thang, like, this is good, and so we watched it, And yeah, I've been watching it a little bit, so I can't wait to tell her that. She'll be excited, I think. But yeah, same thing is my, like, I guess attention span, I guess. Like, I think the book is obviously a lot more productive because it's actual, like, could be beneficial to me, where Lucifer is, like, not really. Maybe it could teach me something. I think if I watch it the right way, maybe. But I don't know. I usually just kind of put it on and I'm just kind of chilling at that point. Like, I was, had it on while I was messing with the clay, and then whenever I got in bed last night, and then I fell asleep to it. So, I don't know, but maybe I could be getting more out of that, learning a little, I don't know, something. Maybe that'll make me more emotionally intelligent if I just, like, am analyzing them more. I don't know. Bitch, I don't fucking know, okay? But, anyway. I like Lucifer. I was, yeah, I don't know. I had never watched it, but it's been good. It's interesting. It's, like, I don't know, the devil, like, he takes a trip and comes to, he goes to LA, and then he's just, like, everyone's trying to get him to go back down to hell, like, the angels, his brother and stuff, and he's, like, making a whole life, like, in LA, and it's weird because he's, like, you know, Lucifer's bad and this, and so he's, like, a little, like, he kills people and stuff, and I don't know, he does, he has, like, powers a little bit, but, yeah, at this point, like, he's kind of, I don't want to spoil it, so I don't want to say anything else, because I'm not good at explaining anything without spoiling it, because, obviously, like, that's a main thing, like, how you want me to tell you about it without leaving the main details out, so, I don't know, but I like it. It's good. It's something to watch. And then, yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I feel like I haven't really, nothing too crazy. I feel like me and Brianna have been hanging out a lot. Because we'll come out here and smoke and chat. And yeah, that's been good. That's cool. Her nails are cool right now. She got cheetah print nails. She did them herself. She's giving her nails a break. Her nails are fucking up. But I don't have nails on either. And that's weird because I don't really have a reason. I just didn't feel like it the past few weeks with everything going on. Like, I had so much opportunity where I could have literally, like, just gone to the nail salon. But I was like, I just don't feel like it. So I just took them off. And I just, yeah, I haven't felt like going. So I haven't. But they're weird, they're naked, but I'm trying to get used to it a little bit. But I'll probably get them done again soon, just because, like, the holidays and Halloween nails are so cute. But yeah, I don't know. So we'll see. But anyway, yeah, I'm like, I feel like I don't really have anything, like, extra to say. I feel like I'm kind of scrambling, like, for things to talk about, because we're only at 43 minutes, which I could do a short one, maybe that would be good every once in a while, just a little pop in, a little something, but I don't know, and yeah, I still feel a lot of, like, insecurity about this, even the podcast thing, because I'm like, am I wasting people's fucking time? Like, what the fuck, I'm sitting on here fucking talking about whether I have my nails done or not, like, is it, does that even matter? Like, is it even fucking worth putting out? And, like, you know, maybe not, but don't tell me that, because I like it. I have fun. I like that I have this little random thing, and I'm like, yeah, I have a podcast, and I get on and I talk about whatever the fuck I want, and it's great. It's like, I just have my own little community, and then I'm just like, I don't know, I just love you guys, and I just love to chat your ear off about whatever it may be that day. But yeah, I don't know. I really feel like I have nothing, so maybe I don't force it. I'm like, let me force something out. I don't know. Me and my mom, when we were driving to breakfast this morning, we were jamming hard. It was so fun. We were just dancing in the car and singing all of our songs, and yeah, it was good. I liked it. But anyway, I guess I'm going to end this because I really I don't know. So, anyway. Okay, I love you. Bye. I hope you have the best week ever. And give yourself a hug. And give your favorite person ever a hug. Or not. If you're not a hugger, give them attention. Say I love you. I don't know. Okay, anyway, I love you. Bye.